Hello, this is Bob Case with the audio blog of Case in Point. Today's blog is entitled, The Christian Journalist and Biblical Truth. The term truth appears over 100 times in both the Old and the New Testament. Greek and Roman philosophy conceived of truth as conformity to fact and the real state of affairs as defined by observation. This definition of truth is evidenced in the Bible by numerous eyewitness accounts of events. We see this taught in New Testament passages such as 2 Corinthians 13:1. Every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses, which is a quotation from the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 19:15. This eyewitness's conception of truth occasionally corresponds to biblical usage of the term truth, and it is a critical definition for those of us who are Christian journalists. Much is written in the Bible about our commitment to reporting that which comports with eyewitness accounts and documented facts. The Lord of the universe has so structured reality and the human mind that we can observe reality and report on what we observe in such a manner that enough truth will emerge from multiple human reports that we can claim that journalistic accuracy, veracity, and limited objectivity can be achieved through eyewitness accounts. Richard Bauckham's rather recent book, Jesus and the Eyewitnesses, The Gospel as Eyewitness Testimony, compellingly argues that the four Gospels are closely based on the eyewitness testimony of those who personally knew Jesus, challenging the prevailing academic assumption that the accounts of Jesus circulated as anonymous community oral traditions. Bauckham asserts that the gospel historical accounts were transmitted in the names of the original eyewitnesses. That eyewitness commitment is the tradition for all Christian journalists. But I'm going to begin to unfold the biblical usage in or Johannine conception of truth in this blog series. In this regard, a foundational Bible verse for the Christian journalist is John 1:17. The law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. But before we get John 1:17, I want to review the common philosophic conceptions of truth as also given in the scripture. Of course, this brief review takes us to the conversation between the Roman Pilate and the Jew Jesus. We pick up the narrative in John 18. Jesus is standing before Pilate at the palace door, having been accused by the Jewish Sanhedrin of blasphemy and criminal behavior. The European Pilate clearly sees no political threat in Jesus. He hasn't noticed Jesus stirring up political rebellion against the Romans. Jesus is not claiming to be the king or the emperor of the Roman Empire. In fact, it's a Jewish matter, and Pilate all wants it to go away. Still, Pilate is intrigued. How can a king reign over a non-kingdom? Where is this king's army, and where are his administrators, his procurators, where are his pilots? Here is Jesus talking about another worldly kingdom where truth and not power, might, military prowess, prosperity, but truth is the guiding principle. Pilate asked Jesus a straightforward political question about his kingdom. Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus responds by talking about philosophy, about truth. It's a very strange reply, and Jesus doesn't even answer Pilate's rather simple question. As a successful political operative, Pilate, seeing no political threat in Jesus, now becomes dismissive of Jesus' kingdom of truth, and he famously replies, "What's truth?" I would paraphrase Pilate's response thusly, "What is truth? I've heard all my life of various truths from Plato to Aristotle to Epicurus to Seneca the Stoic, each asserting that it was the truth and each disagreeing with the other. So I say, who's to decide what is truth and what is not truth?" We know Pilate's attitude is a cynical and dismissive assertion and not a genuine searching inquiry because Jesus doesn't respond with, "Pilate, I am the truth," like he did with the genuine Thomas question earlier when Thomas asked Jesus, "How can we know the way?" God tells us that whoever genuinely seeks the truth, God will reveal the truth. Jesus hides from no genuine seeker because no one genuinely seeks him unless God first beckons that person. But to Pilate, Jesus is silent at this point because Pilate wasn't really